Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 6. Visible translated text is as follows. Redear BCT examination. My father made me quit after the murder. There are two windows in the dressing room opening on Forsyth Sait. I think there had been some complaints of the girls flirting through those windows. I have heard of some of the girls flirting through the windows. The orders were against the girls flirting through the windows. Mr. Dot Frank never came into the room at all. He pushed the door open and just looked. My sister and I were both dressed when Mr. Dot Frank looked in the door. The other time that he came in, I was fixing to put on my street dress. I was not undressed. Recross examination. I don't know if Mr. Dot Frank knew the girls were in there before he opened the door or not. It was the usual hour for them to be in there. No could have seen the girls register from the outer office, but not from the inner office. I have never heard any talk about Mr. Dot Frank going around and putting his hands on the girls. I have never heard of his going out with any of the girls. My sister quit at the factory before Christmas. I have never flirted with anybody out of the window. I have heard them say they didn't want the girls to flirt around the factory. I have heard Mr. Dot Frank say that Miss McClellan, after she told him that she knew some of the girls flirting. Miss Desire Film, sworn for the defendant. I worked as stenographer for Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S office, from April 1911 to December 1911. Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S character, was unusually good. Cross-examination. I am just talking about my personal relations with him. I have never seen him do anything wrong there in the factory. He never made any advances to me or anyone else. I worked right in the same office with him. The four ladies came to the office, the other girls did not very much. I never did see any flirting. I never heard about any. Mr. Dot Frank worked on his financial sheet in the afternoons. He didn't have time Saturday morning. I didn't stay there very often on Saturday afternoons, but I knew that he didn't have time to do it Saturday morning. I saw him on Saturdays during the morning making out the financial sheet. The girls work by the hour and they work on Saturday morning. He has a right to go in there when she wants to dress or go out. Miss Maddie Thompson, sworn for the defendant.